Good Sunday morning, and welcome to Hot Topics, a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department on Duval's Only R&B. Here's Julie Morgan.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Julie Morgan. May is Lupus Awareness Month. Unless you know someone suffering from this disease, it's possible you may not know anything about it. Stars like Nick Cannon and Toni Braxton have shared their struggle with lupus. But what is it? How does it affect you? Today I'm joined by Jeanette Egan. She's a volunteer with the Lupus Foundation of America. Jeanette, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So May is Lupus Awareness Month.
Yes.
Now, when we talk about lupus, we were talking a little bit before the show started, and I was asking you a lot of questions about lupus because it's something that it seems like a lot of people don't know about.
That's true.
So what is lupus?
Lupus is a chronic autoimmune disease where your body mistakes your organs and your tissues as a foreign invader, and then it produces antibodies that attack them. So you could have it attacking your heart one day, your skin the next day, all of them at the same time, your joints. It just continually attacks your body over the years.
Something that I've heard from other people as far as one of the symptoms is fatigue.
Yes. I think that's because your body is continually fighting itself and you just get exhausted. You know, and what happens is you have inflammation in your organs and you have damage in your organs usually.
That'll definitely bring about some fatigue.
Yeah.
What are some of the other symptoms?
Well, I mean, it really can affect anything. My mom, it affects her skin. So if she's in the sun, she'll get a rash all over her skin. My dad, it affected his kidneys and he had kidney failure. Me, it's normally my joints. My son, who's 17, it affects his brain primarily, and it makes living hard. You live every day in pain. A lot of people develop depression and anxiety from it because a lot of people don't understand. And so people ask you questions about it, like, why don't you look sick? Why are you sick today and not tomorrow? You know, on Facebook yesterday, you were out on the boat posting pictures. And today you can't come out and do your work. You know, it's hard for other people to understand, even spouses sometimes. I'm very lucky. I have a husband who is involved and knows pretty much what I'm going through. But, you know, it's hard for people to understand.
I can imagine that. Because if you can't put yourself in that person's shoes, it's just like anything else. It's very difficult to understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any medicines to help with it?
There's one that's been approved just for lupus. It's Benlysta. And it only helps a small portion of the lupus population. There are others that are in clinical studies right now. And there's one that hopefully will be coming out next year. We'll see. We've got to get more support so we can do more research and hopefully we'll have a cure. Right now, there's no cure. We don't know the cause. So there's a lot we still have to figure out with this disease. You can take other drugs that have been developed for other diseases. You take prednisone. There's Plaquenil. There's a lot of medicines that you take that reduce your immune system, and that way your body doesn't attack itself as much. But there are so many side effects to those medications. You know, putting on weight, nausea, you know, losing your eyesight. There are so many things that come with that. It affects your joints and your bones. It draws out your calcium, and so you end up with osteoporosis. It's really sad that we don't have better medication so that we could live a better life.
And we're going to talk a little bit in a moment about the support that you guys need, and also understand that you have a trip that's coming up, so you can go and try to get lawmakers to get some more money to help this disease.
Yeah. Yes.
How is it diagnosed?
There are a couple different things that they look at. There are 11 indicators that different things that happen throughout the years. If it affects the lining of your heart, your lungs, if you have the butterfly rash, which is usually a clear indicator that you have lupus. It's a rash that looks just like a butterfly, a red rash on your face. And I actually have a friend recently who had twins, and that's how they found out she had lupus, is because her baby was born with the butterfly rash.
So does your friend have lupus, or does the baby have it?
My friend has it.
But the baby was born with the butterfly.
With the rash. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting how that works. But if you have problems with your joints, kidney failure, there's a lot of different things that they look at. But if you have 4 out of the 11 indicators, and it shows up in your blood work, there's an ANA that they look for. And if it's positive, then they say, okay, you have lupus. But you could have a positive ANA and not have lupus. You could have a negative ANA and have lupus, which I've had both over and over throughout the years. And I definitely have lupus.
Did you ever get the butterfly rash?
I did not.
But your mother and father has it, so it would be safe to deduce that you would likely have it.
And that is one thing they look at, is your family history. If they see that it's in your family and you have the indicators, it's showing up in your blood work, you know, then they usually know. But it's hard to figure it out. There are so many different autoimmune diseases, and it's hard to figure out which ones you have. And when you have lupus, a lot of times you develop other autoimmune diseases. So I've also been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. I've also been diagnosed with Sjogren's. So there are other things that over the years start popping up along with it.
May I ask, what is Sjogren's?
Sjogren's, it's when your body doesn't produce enough fluid. So you have a dry mouth, dry eyes. It's just, you know, your digestive system is dry. Things just don't work right. Yeah.
Not enough lubrication.
Exactly.
To put it mildly, you know.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's important that people learn about this disease?
Well, more and more people are being diagnosed every single day. In the world, there are over 5 million people who have been diagnosed with lupus. 1.5 million just in America. That's one in 185 people. And every day, another person is getting diagnosed. If we don't find a cure, if you think about it, we are spending all this money on medication. It is a waste of our money. If we could just find a cure and we could feel good, not take time out of work. I mean, in the long run, you think about it, it's going to save a lot of money. It's going to be so much better on our economy, everything.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. And that's true for so many things.
A lot of people don't have the financial, you know, backing for it either. So I know a lot of people who have lupus and can't afford the medications, and they go without. And unfortunately, there's been quite a few who have passed away because they can't afford it. It shouldn't be something that you're able to afford. Everybody deserves to live.
Absolutely.
Everybody.
Absolutely. How old were you when you found out you had the disease?
I was 28.
That's young.
Yeah, very young. For most women, they're diagnosed around childbearing years. For men, it's usually around puberty. Now, of course, there's, you know, people outside of that. But in 9 out of 10 people who have lupus are women. And so it was right around that time, you know, I was 28. And then when I was 29, I developed pericardial effusion. And I was dying of constrictive heart failure. And I needed open heart surgery, and it saved my life.
Hot 99.5, keeping you up to date with what's happening in the community. This is Hot Topics on Hot 99.5.
Now, when we think about that, a 29-year-old that needs open heart surgery.
Yeah.
So that seems like that probably was something difficult, of course, for you to handle, but also for even the doctors to figure out what is this that's making her feel the way it feels.
Yeah. I had a lot of doctors just telling me that I had anxiety, so I was having chest pain, that I was gaining the weight because of the steroids that I was on, because I had fluid retention. And I went to 3 cardiologists until, and they all said I was fine. I was healthy. I was young. I had taken all the tests, but they had never done an MRI. And then I went to my 4th cardiologist because my primary care doctor, she pushed and pushed and pushed. She called him in the office when I was there, and she said, you do every test you know. And sure enough, rolled me out of the MRI, and they actually were calling in other doctors to see my heart on the screen, and they were all excited. And they're like, we're sorry, we're so excited. We've never seen this in person. And called these doctors in, and they said, you're going to need open heart surgery immediately or you're going to die. Within 2 weeks, I had open heart surgery. 29 years old. It was 2 weeks before my 30th birthday.
What a way to turn 30.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. They said they did not know how long I'd make it without the pericardial sac, because they had to actually go in and chip off the tar. It was like tarry on my heart. So that's what was constricting it. It couldn't beat anymore. And so they had to chip it off during the surgery. And they said, well, you know, we're not sure exactly how long, because they didn't want to give me, you know, oh, you're going to live 5. But they said, if you make it 5 years, no kidding, they said 5 years, you're doing great. I just passed my 10 years.
That's good.
Yeah, we had a huge celebration.
So we mentioned this earlier, but you and your son, you're heading to D.C. in the future. What are you going for?
Well, we're going to go and talk to lawmakers. We're going to go and see if we can try and get more funding toward research, developing, you know, more medication, finding out why we get lupus. There's so much we don't understand about it still. And so we need those questions answered so that we can find a cure.
Do you believe that this process will be difficult, that next step as far as what you're doing, going to D.C. and trying to talk to lawmakers about this?
I'm hoping it won't be. But unfortunately, it seems like unless you really know somebody who's had lupus, it's hard to get people on board. Which is sad, you know. There's a lot of funding going to a lot of other diseases. And this is a big one. A lot of people have lupus. So I'm hoping we can help them understand how it's affected my family, how it's affected my son. I mean, he's only 17. And what he's been through, it's tough. It's tough to see a kid go through that. He's been sick since he was in second grade. And it's gotten worse over the years. But it was just about 3 years ago he was diagnosed, finally. Even though we had it in our family, but because he didn't have enough indicators at that point yet, they weren't able to officially diagnose him.
But as a mom and as a person with lupus, in the back of your mind, did you say, yeah, he has it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's funny, we took him to a doctor here in Jacksonville when he was younger. I think he was about 12. And the doctor turned to him and said, you just hear your mom saying how she feels, you're fine.
Oh, that's horrible.
And he looked at me and he said, you need to watch what you say around your son. I just walked out and I said, we will never see him again.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah. I mean, even doctors, it's hard. I think a lot of them don't want to diagnose children, though. Because it is such it's a disease that just attacks and attacks and attacks, and I just don't think they want to take that on. The responsibility of saying, I diagnosed him and put him on medication, and I don't know. That's the feeling I got.
I know earlier this month you guys had a walk.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Oh, it's just amazing when you have so many people coming together to celebrate what you can do to bring awareness and money, donations, and showing that we can make a difference. And then you have people who you're talking to who understand what you're going through. And you have your friends and family there supporting you and showing their love. It was overwhelming for my team, the people who came out to support it. I really just felt so loved that day. And we raised quite a bit of money. And so that's really the point there, is to try and raise the money for the Lupus Foundation so that we can make a difference and the awareness in the community.
So if someone is listening to this now and they're saying, well, we've heard so many things about different diseases, what makes this one something that I should look into as something I should support?
Well, I mean, with how many people are being diagnosed at this point, I mean, so many people probably do have it, but don't know they have it yet because they've got maybe this symptom or not another symptom. But I mean, I think really any type of disease that you can help, you're helping people. You're making a difference in somebody's life. And right now there's just not enough support going toward lupus research. And there's a lot of support going to a lot of other diseases. And so I think it's important that, maybe we start putting the money toward this one.
Tell everyone where they can go to get more information about lupus.
Well, we've got the Lupus Foundation of America, and there's the Florida website. There's where you can go and donate. What you want to do is go to lupusfl.org, and that's LUPUSFL.org. And again, that's with the Lupus Foundation of America. And they have quite a bit of information out there for you. There's also contact names. And we have support here in the community, too. There are a couple support groups. And so if there's anybody out there who maybe has lupus and hasn't reached out to somebody, they can look online and see if they want to join one of those groups here in Jacksonville.
Do you happen to have a support group on Facebook?
There is a Facebook. If you go to Facebook and look up the Lupus Foundation, there is a Facebook post there. And so we kind of keep in touch and post pictures from the walk and of each other. We had a PJ day just a few weeks ago, and that was a lot of fun. The whole family got dressed up in PJs, and we took pictures and put it online. And it was mostly to say, hey, there are days when we can't even get out of bed with lupus because we are just so tired and in so much pain.
Well, Jeanette, thank you so much for coming in to talk to me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me.
And thank you for joining us this week on Hot Topics. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Have a great week, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Hot Topics on Hot 99.5. Hot Topics is a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department. For more information about the program you just heard, visit myhot995.com, then click on Hot Cares. And join us again next Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. for another edition of Hot Topics on Duval's only R&B, the new Hot 99.5.